N0TR and 4ZLK.
Gene, I gotta mute this television over here. Just sitting here eating a bowl of banana pudding. How's your night going?
Far so good. And I'm coming down 85. I might just have to take a ride on 14 and head your way. When you say banana pudding, I may have to call in sick for the rest of the night. Oh, that's my favorite dessert. No, I can't get away with that. I gotta keep on working. But it does sound good. I'm happy for you there, Tom.
Sit down here. Funny thing about it, I like that Samsung Plus TV. And upstairs, on the one in the living room and one in the bedroom, I can get it. Well, now all of a sudden I can't get it on the one down here in the basement. And I don't know why, it used to get it. And there's a couple of shows on there I like to watch. It ticks me off. May have to just go get another TV.
Now that's strange. We've got one of those Samsung TVs, and they offer a lot on that option there. You get a lot of shows, a lot of old shows, a lot of different movies and things. I rarely go to it. We usually stream stuff when we have time to do anything. But there is that option on those TVs.
I really like it, and I had a card down here with all the extra channels on it that it had. And lately HF was just stunk, so no, I don't see it here. But we like that. Old crime TV. It's like they used to have police, you know, when they're running down crooks and that. Then they have one on their chases. And then they have the Heroes channel on 3550, the military channel. And I get a kick out of that. But we got 2100ths of an inch, it says here, on the weather station, but you know, I looked out front a while ago, and we actually got almost a half inch, and that's Bernice sneezing over there. I'm gonna have to go over and slap her around a little bit. They say shock kind of gets rid of the sneezing.
That I couldn't even hear it. Yeah, we got right when I was walking out the door to leave for work this afternoon, a big shower thunderstorm opened up right on top of my place. And basically followed me all the way to work. But it was really flash flooding around the area and all those ditches and hills that we've got where I come out of. It sure was a downpour. I have no idea how much we got because I don't have a gauge anymore. I need to get one. I'd like to get one of those, weather stations that everybody has. I'm thinking that's going to be on a birthday list sometime soon.
Well, I'll send you an email up. In fact, I already deleted it today, Becky. I get them all the time from Accurite, and I've had real good luck with them, and they have a large selection of ones. And the good thing about them is I have a display register down here in the basement, and it receives, it transmits from the weather station outside up to 300 feet, Shane. And it transmits on 433 megahertz and works great, and they last for years. And they got one now that has a remote battery on it that's like it's mounted on a telephone pole. So you can mount it down below, and it's got rechargeable batteries in it. And it's got a little solar cell on it. And so it keeps the batteries charged up. Mine has four AA's in it, I think. But you put alkaline batteries in it, Shane, they'll last for a year. Gary was looking at them at one time, KI4DOS, and he was about to jump for the, I forget the top brand one, but they're about $400 or so. And I told him the only moving part on them really is the anemometer and a little fan inside. And he's had real good luck with his. He did have a spider get into it here a while back. And he had to just stick four screws out and you can extricate the spider. But I spray mine with a little Bride's Infern when I put it up, and or Calstar. Don't seem to have a problem with it. But the anemometer is the only moving thing on there, so you got to be careful not to break it when you put it up. It's real durable, and then you just put it out there and point it north so your compass will be correct. And it's just great. But I have a display register in the bedroom, and I have one in the kitchen. And they all receive on the same frequency, so I get the same information on all of them. And it even tells you previous events and all. When they're on sale, they're just around $100. They went up a little bit now, I think 110 or so. And they have one that's directly tied to Weather Underground and that. It's a little more if you want to hook it in, you know, direct to your Wi-Fi. But I don't see giving the big bucks for the other one. It's just not that much better. And like I said, I've had really good luck. And you only have to change batteries in them once a year. And that one, if you buy that battery pack with the little solar cell, or it comes with several of them, you don't even have to do that, Shane. They're sent zero to you.
A lot of good information. I've kind of looked at the Accurites and tried to discern the differences of in them, but that really helps there because I haven't dug that deep. My only issue is where to mount it. I don't have a big yard. I've got a lot of, I have 2.5 acres, but most of it's woods. And I don't know, you know, anywhere I put it around in the yard, the house would block the wind for the most part, at least one side of it. And it's probably not a good idea to mount it on the ridge of the roof or the peak of a roof. I mean, it may be okay, but I was wondering if the extra heat off the roof would affect it.
I put a little upgrade on mine here a while back, and they'd never offered it before. I saw it on Amazon, and I told Gary about it. It was $29.95, and it's just the anemometer, but then that little add-on, which comes with the new ones, if you buy a new one now, it has two solar cells on top of it, up by the anemometer, the wind speed indicator, instead of one, and it's got a little tiny bit bigger fan. I mean, these fans are like 2 by 2 inches or so inside to keep the humidity and all accurate. And you know, since I put that on there, it stays right with the National Weather Service down there at GSP. And I think it's probably a couple of degrees more accurate. And I think it's plus or minus 1 or 2 degrees. And it's really, you know, and it tells you the field-like temperature. Boy, today it was horrible out there, Shane. It got up to 99, and it was 108. It was higher than that once, wasn't it, Bernice? 111, feels like. But right now it's 76, and it's 94% humidity. And that kind of stinks. But you can just mount it. I bought one for a friend of mine. Back then, you could buy them at Costco. They get them in all about October. And back then, just a couple of years ago, it was as cheap as $59. Now, they have some lookalikes that aren't as good as the ones that I'll send you an email about. But wait till they're on sale and then grab one. But I've had nothing but good luck with mine. But you could put it on a, oh, heck, I'd say you could probably mount it on a piece of 3/4 inch conduit or maybe 1 inch, give it some stiffness, or any kind of a post. Mine's blocked from the north just a little bit, but I put a, this is NGRLTR, I put a half inch or a 3/4-inch conduit about 4 foot long on the telephone pole on a piece of Unistrut, and I put a 90-degree bend in it, and I mounted the weather station out on the end of the boom there so to get it away from the pole, and I think it's pretty accurate, and that way you can orient it straight north also. You have to come by and take a look at the way I got mine out there. It isn't nothing fancy, I'll tell you that. But they're well worth the money, and they're real pleasurable. I think your wife would even enjoy it.
4 ZLK, and good evening, Bernice. I forgot to say that. I hope you're doing well. I guess, did I hear you right that you can put multiple receivers on there for displays? Would you just buy an extra receiver? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, sir. That's what I done. And Bernice likes the older one better than the newer one that the last one I bought. So I put it in the kitchen because it had one extra thing on there. Feels like temperature, but they'll all have that now, I'm sure. But, yeah, she really, she enjoys it too.
As I heard her in the background. Good evening to you, Miss Bernice. I got up this afternoon after, sleeping today in a nice, cool, air-conditioned room, and Beth had come home. She had stopped by the grocery store, and she had the garage door open, and then the door from the garage into the pantry, it was open, and she was putting groceries away. And I walked out of the bedroom and got hit with that wave of heat coming through from the garage. It was pretty impressive. I cut the grass this morning early, so it wasn't too bad. Cut the grass, took Blossom, my dog, for a walk. But it wasn't too bad this morning, but it must have really gotten up there. But fortunately, I was asleep in a nice, cool bedroom.
This is Andrew TR. Well, we have been keeping ours at 75. But I have that one lung or part of the lung or whatever attached to my rib cage, and you don't like air conditioning. If I go into any store like Walmart or Costco's or Sam's, you'll notice I have a jacket on, and that's the reason. Now, I don't put it on until I get in the door, but you get back around those coolers and that, and it's cold, and they start, they got adhesion, so they cramp up on me, and sometimes sharp pains, and it kind of startles people. But I wear a real light jacket inside. But, it was the worst day I can remember down here. And the kids just got back from Kansas. They had a ball, and except for the ride back, and weather knocked them out. Had Atlanta, and they had to rent a car and drive home. Never got home till 3 o'clock in the morning. So we took dinner over there last night to them. And Bernice made a beautiful supper and had a nice long visit with them and the grandkids. But, boy, the kitchen looked like, it'd been hit by an atomic bomb when we got home with all the dirty dishes. She says, that's what we got a dishwasher for.
To that, N4 ZLK. Hope I'm making it okay. Going under the bridges there. Glad your kids made it home. Sorry they had to drive back from Atlanta. That'd be terrible to have to do that. Probably had trouble getting a car, too, reserved if everybody was looking for one.
Well, that flight was coming in from Northwest Arkansas Airport. They fly in there, and it's about like flying into Springfield, and then they drive up to Southeast Kansas. And it's about another, 70 to 90 miles. But, Amy told Scott, said, we're going to, she told her husband, she says, we're going to get a room and stay all night and then drive home or fly home. And, the airline can't help that. I told her before they left up there, and I was looking at FlightAware, and I said, Amy, if you get out of there on time, and you'll get into Atlanta just ahead of a pretty good thunderstorm. Well, it turned into a worse one, but they would have made it in. The thunderstorm would have went over because they had a 2-hour layover, and they'd have made it just fine. Well, lo and behold, the flight into the Northwest Arkansas Airport was about 2 hours late. So by the time they flew to Atlanta, their plane had already taken off and come back to GSP. And I think, you know, the airlines made the right decision. You just can't do that. We flew into GSP a couple of years ago, and I've made, you know, carrier landings. I've made hard landings in commercial planes. I've made hard landings in military planes. And I got to tell you, this guy did a fine job. He's one of them small Delta planes, you know, like 70 passengers. And I asked the pilot, after we got out, I met him walking out, and I said, "When did you break out?" Because it was a thunderstorm here. And he kind of smiled and said, "I don't know, Tom, you know, what was your minimums on the carrier?" And I said, 200 feet and a half a mile. He says, "Well, we did better. We broke out at 250 feet.
You should, if you want to congratulate or thank a pilot for on the flight, it's better to thank him on the landing than the actual flying. Anyway, I don't know that much, but I did hear that one time. Speaking of flying into Atlanta or Greenville, I was talking to one of my brothers the other night, and he had a business trip into Atlanta one time, and he said it was pretty expensive. So he said, "I'll just check to see what the flights to Greenville are and maybe rent a car and drive down." And he got a cheaper flight, and it had a layover in Atlanta, or a stopover. And he said, "I just got off the plane in Atlanta, and I guess they were looking for me, you know, going back to Greenville, but in Atlanta than to fly direct to Atlanta from Utah."
Well, that's something else. Yeah, you never know. And you're right about, you know, get back on the ground. They're on autopilot once they get up to their flight level, which is usually over 38,000 feet along that area, 35 to 40. And they just put on autopilot and let her go. They even got an automatic landing system. Our nephew was—he flies 787s. Yeah, but he says no good pilot's gonna let her do that. He says we will let it bring it down in weather, and then take it over prior to landing, you know, because it's auto throttle and auto everything else, and it does a better job than a human. Of course, if it's working right. But as many flights, I think there's like 8,000 flights a day now, Shane. It's a whole lot safer than I-85, I can tell you that.
I don't fly a lot, and leading up to it, I can kind of get a little nervous thinking about it, but, you know, you just tell yourself it's a lot safer. And then I do enjoy it. I like flying. It's just the initial, I don't know. I have a few little thoughts about it here and there, but normally it's fine. It is weird when things start creaking and cracking as you're flying along looking out the window, and you feel, you know, bumps and creaks and cracks under your feet. It's kind of an odd feeling. But anyway, Tom, I'm going to let you go. I'm back here at Green, back at my place, and I appreciate the call. Good to hear you and Miss Bernice tonight. I hope you guys enjoy your evening, your banana pudding, and have a nice evening together. I will talk to you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Always a pleasure, Shane. Yeah, and I'll try to remember to get to shoot you an email. But if I got your email address, and I'm not sure of that, but I got your text, so I can respond to you. Either way, or you can send me your email and I'll send it up there to you. I won't bug you on your email with junk. But we'll get you down the line. You have a safe night, Shane. In 4ZLK and 0TR 73.
Not interrupting any conversations and monitoring.